Welcome to another episode of The Brand Called You, a podcast and podcast show that brings you leadership lessons, knowledge, experience, and wisdom from thousands of successful individuals from around the world. We are now in season 4 with over 1,300 videos, which are viewed and heard around the world. I'm your host, Ashutosh Garg, and today I'm delighted to welcome an accomplished entrepreneur from Gurgaon, India, Shalini Goyal. Shalini, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Ashutosh. I'm very happy to be here.
Thank you. Shalini is the founder of Amiya Innovations Private Limited. When I was reading about her, what was interesting was that she started this app to help people to answer the question of what should I cook today? Aaj khane mein kya banana hai? And that seems to be the common question in every home. So Shalini, let's talk about Amiya. First, tell me about the unusual name and then tell me about what you do here.
So I took about a month to decide on the name. So honestly, I spent a whole month. I was very keen to get a name which is friendly, which is soft. You know, so I have named my business as one would name a baby.
Correct.
My own baby. And also because I wanted the personality of the brand so that people could find it easy to associate themselves with. Another thing is I was very keen on getting a .com, and for AMIYAA, we own the .com. So that from a business perspective, that's important. Okay. Thirdly, there was this aspect of, you know, in my childhood, we would refer to a raw mango as Amiya. Kerry is also called Amiya.
Yeah.
So the mere mention of Amiya, you know, sets my taste buds racing. And Amiya is about the kitchens and the flavors of the kitchen, and hence the name.
Wonderful, wonderful. And what got you really started on a venture like this?
So very honestly, for the last 10, 15 years, there was this folder that I had created and which was lying on my laptop screen. Really, it was an idea which was parked there. Mm-hmm. What really happened was I had prepared a list of all the vegetables that our family would consume. Okay, through the years. So we had gobi, we had mutter, we had, you know, peas, potatoes, etc.
Sure.
Now, every single of vegetable was prepared in more than one way. Mm-hmm. But what would happen is at any point of time, because as a decision maker and as a homemaker, I was also multitasking. Mm-hmm. I would shoot from the hip and I'd say, okay, this is a gobi, and this is my favorite example. This is a gobi. I'll make aloo gobi and I will pair it with this particular dal and arhar dal and prepare it. Mm-hmm. So every time we'd make cauliflower, we'd make the same recipe and we would pair it with the same lentil. And proceed with it. But it this is what happens in almost all houses. We have favorite combinations, but it would also make the menus very monotonous. So what I had done in this particular folder is I had listed all the vegetables and I had said, okay, what are these multiple things that I can make out of single ingredients? And I would keep referring to that list to make my home menus more interesting. When lockdown hit, suddenly we were home, and the work that we were involved in, my other enterprise, DesignWise India, which I run with my husband, Mukul Goyal, was not amenable for work from home. We had never prepared for it. And it's a product design studio. So we work with our hands. And since I was handling marketing, the markets were closed. So there's little that we could do. So we were all home. And suddenly the pressure on the home kitchen was tremendous.
Right.
Because even if we could do away without cleaning the house every day, we still had to cook all three meals.
Correct.
The elders in the family were there. The children were home. Mukul and I were home. And in a multi-generational family context, which quite a few households in our country have, catering to everyone's preferences, tastes, palates, health requirements was a huge task. So we set about thinking. Mukul pulled this folder out and he says, let's work on this. We are, we're not doing anything. So let's work on this. So he fleshed out the idea. We conducted a few researches, primary researches, amongst first the society, then a larger group of family and friends. And subsequently, I also handed food diaries to about 25 households for them to record what they're eating every day. So see, we were not looking at occasional fancy cooking driven by recipes. We were looking at rose ka khana, daily cooking, the dal, sabzi, roti that we all eat at home.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, our research indicated to us a very strongly felt need for a product like ours.
Mm-hmm.
And hence we proceeded on, you know, so deciding, okay, how do we execute this idea? So Mukul fleshed it out. We figured out how we will execute it. We decided it will be through an app and not a website alone.
Mm-hmm.
So we went the app route. That's how
we got it. Very interesting. And what does this app give to the user?
So this is a question which has been often asked, does your app have recipes?
Mm.
So the question I ask back to all the people who ask me this question is, do you make your daily meals from recipes every day? Mm-hmm. Does that mean that for all 2 to 3 meals, you open a recipe and you cook from it? The answer obviously is no. Because see, we all cook intuitively, and the app is targeted at the householders with families.
Mm-hmm.
And we all cook intuitively. We all cook what we have eaten. So what suits our palates? And India, we have multiple cuisines. You know, even as I'm putting together the information, the data of cuisines, it's mind-boggling.
Mm.
And there is so much scope for, you know, creating variety from only our Indian cuisines.
Mm.
So the app offers the users a place to park information which is specific to their families.
Okay.
To their families. So the recipes that they like, the meals that they like, the dishes that they like.
Mm.
And use that information which is personal to them, specific to their family's requirements, to do it for meal, to use it for meal planning.
Very
planning their meals for every day or for 5 days.
Very
the app offers it helps people curate the information for
and do people also have access to other people's
No. So till the time the user does not share their information on the public forum, we also have a social feed where they can share the libraries of each user is unique to them and no one else has access to them.
Fascinating. Well, I'm certainly going to check out your app because it's a daily, you know, question between my wife and me that, you know, what should we have today?
It is an often asked question. And like you said, in all households, be it in India or outside our country, it is a daily struggle. And it is not about culinary curiosity, you know. So when I ask you, aaj khane mein kya banao, your family asks you, it is not about to say, okay, aaj khane mein naya kya banao, what new should I cook today? It's that whole daily rigmarole, right?
Yeah,
amongst handling other responsibilities of laundry, managing kids' set, playtime, study time, grocery buying, everything else that the lady of the house is doing, she also has to manage this responsibility.
Fascinating, fascinating. And when you look at the users of your app, do you see a mix between men, women, older people, younger people?
Yes, there is. Actually, I'm very, very happy to say that there are quite a few men, so the percentage could improve. And my app at this point of time is still in a very early stage of development. So it is what is called in the app world, a minimum viable product.
Okay.
We launched it as a proof of concept. Currently, we are working on updating it and introducing more user-friendly features. So the good thing about being in this business is that an app is never a finished product and you always have an opportunity to improve.
Absolutely. And my next question to you is that there are a lot of people who have been developing apps, maybe not specific to food like you have done. But my question to you, and this is for the many, many viewers and listeners, what goes into developing and marketing an app?
You know, so first of all, the intent behind even venturing on this path, one has to be extremely clear and confident of the direction that one is intending to take. One needs a very, very strong tech team if one doesn't have that capability oneself. That is true for my case. I am a graduate in agriculture and animal husbandry. Then I've done my management. And by training, I'm a marketing professional. I'm not a techie. But I went ahead and did not let that stop me from developing this app. So you need a very, very strong tech team. These days, people will say, okay, you need a full stack developer who can do the back end, the front end, everything. But in my case, I decided against hiring a tech team. And this, you must remember this, we were in the midst of lockdown periods, right? In mid to late 2020. And so I hired the services of a very well-established software firm, which has 500 plus developers on board. Mm-hmm. I handed the project to them, and I've been working very closely with them. Mm-hmm. So say app development or website development or any product development per se, right from the concept to designing it, the UI, user interface, the user experience, everything has to be taken care of. So it's not that suddenly the techies will jump in and start coding. Mm. One has to actually design the whole experience so that the whole delivery is smooth and user-friendly.
Very interesting.
It is a whole lot of people who are required.
True.
I am very, very fortunate that I have a very strong tech support in
the company. Fantastic. And yet, Shalini, as a marketing person, one of the biggest challenges that is there in the world today is that I may have developed a fantastic app, but how do I get the message out to the millions of people who are constantly, in a state of flux and who are on a platform or a set of platforms which are moving at a nanosecond speed?
Oh yes. And things are getting redundant as we speak.
Correct.
Yes, it is a huge challenge. Yes, as a bootstrapped venture, I do face that challenge. Mm. But, so I am going to be completing a year of the app launch in this month. Mm-hmm. But I have not spent a single rupee in any of the conventional channels that I needed to promote my app. Mm. My app, I'm going to be touching 5,000 downloads now, and these are purely organic.
Yeah.
It's a very strong reason on why I haven't embarked on a marketing spree at this point of time, because I'm still working on getting the optimal product market fit. Mm. So I am not only looking at an urban center, the educated woman, I am looking at reaching out to the tier two, tier three towns, because the ladies of the home everywhere are struggling with this problem. It is a problem. I wonder why nobody has actually looked at it. Yeah. Also because it's what we eat every day, which defines our health, So there is not a single household in our country, and I can bet on it, that doesn't have a lifestyle ailment. So it could be hypertension, it could be PCOS, it could be obesity,
blood pressure,
malnutrition, vitamin D, vitamin B12. Correct. So many of these deficiencies. Hmm. And people will embark on these short-term plans to lose weight, gain weight, manage diabetes, etc. But everybody still comes back after those plans are over to the home food. Mm. And home food is where the magic is. The person who's deciding what the family is going to eat every day needs help. Correct. Globally, women have the strongest, they're the biggest buying power. Even if you put India and China together, globally, the women have the strongest buying power.
There's no doubt.
And what are we doing for them? What are the time-saving solutions that we are providing for them? So we are doing very well in terms of giving, selling them products that they can use to feel good, feel beautiful. But what about time saving? Mm. And this whole decision of aaj khane mein kya banana hai is very layered. Mm. It has strong impact on the family's health, on the family's budget, on the planet as well.
Correct.
So there's a lot of food wastage. According to a UNEP report, 50 kgs of food is wasted per capita, per household in our country. And if we have four members on an average in a household, that's 200 kgs of food wasted every single day.
Amazing.
So meal planning helps us to cook, buy only as much as required, as planned, and cook only as much as required. So no wastage.
Well said. And yet, Shalini, another question that I have for you is that a lot of young people, the millennials, the Gen Zs, given the ease with which they can get food in 10 minutes from restaurants, etc., are not cooking enough. Do you see this as a trend that's going to increase? Or as you say, ghum karke wapis ghar mein hi khana khane aana hai?
So you see, this is a phase and it is not new. Yes, the 10-minute business is new, but ordering in, eating out is not a new trend. Ever since restaurants have been there, people, according to their pockets, have been eating out. Hmm. So these are phases of life that one goes through when one is just employed, moved out of the house, fancy free, footloose. You will eat out every day.
Correct.
Okay. Then it starts pinching on the pocket. Then you'll reduce that. Maybe start cooking, hire a cook and she will cook for you or he will cook for you, right?
Hmm.
when your waistline starts increasing, fitness and health, people have become extremely conscious of it. You know, as you'd see, there are a lot of startups on the fit, in the fitness space as well. So the different considerations come along. Then people get married. Then they have a small basic kitchen. Then a kid comes along. Suddenly the kitchen is more functional. And this, so this cycle will continue. I don't see kitchens going out of fashion here in our country, definitely.
Okay, wonderful. When I was reading about you, you also spoke of other engagement opportunities. Tell me a little bit more about this.
So within the app, like I mentioned earlier, we also have a social feed wherein people can exchange views, ideas, recipes, queries, questions with each other.
Okay.
So it's a very simple social feed wherein they can post pictures, exchange recipes. See, my user, this my target audience, are actually, you know, they're so good at what they do. And they only have their immediate family or maybe slightly few people outside their family to appreciate what they're doing. Here, the platform provides them an opportunity to share their exploits and their achievements, even if it is in the kitchen space, with others who will appreciate it, because here it's a group of like-minded folks. Apart from that, so there's a social media feed. The app is also looking at giving people ideas from what they can, make from the ingredients that they may have. So they can actually plan and prepare, market, keep it in a folder in the app and use this information at any point of time. Thirdly, while the online or e-commerce space, especially in the grocery industry, is really taking off and is slated to grow very strongly in the next few years, the offline grocery commerce is still the big daddy of the business. People in their homes still make lists for their monthly purchases. Sometimes it so happens that they've worked very hard at preparing those lists, but those lists are at home when they're in the markets. So the app also enables them to make their shopping list, their monthly planning things. And as and when they remember, they can actually put it down. You're at work, you remember you need to take bread and eggs home. You just put it down in your shopping list. When you go to the market, the phone's usually with you. You never move out without a phone. So you know, all you have to do is get the phone out, look at your shopping list and be efficient. So it enables people to be more prudent consumers, more conscious consumers, buy what they need as per their need.
Fascinating. And yet I'm hoping that with your app, you know, when you go to a restaurant, the first thing everyone is doing is photographing their food. And yet our food in most of our homes is so well presented, but nobody takes photographs of that food. So I'm hoping people will start to be able to take photographs of their home food and put it out.
Platforms like Instagram and Facebook have actually made this whole food photography a very aspirational thing.
Correct.
And for something as humble as a dal roti sabzi, a simple home cooked meal, which none of us can do without in the long term. We're actually a little embarrassed about clicking those pictures. But there are interactions like that, which I've observed on social media, where people are doing that. So our app is here to glorify home food. And also, in this whole scheme of things, there is not a minute that I'm saying people should only cook at home. Everybody needs a break. Everybody deserves to, you know, go out. How else will you get exposed to new kinds of food? True. So please, if in your meal planning, you can say order and eat out, or today, you know, we are going to cook something different. The meal planning is very liberating. It doesn't hold you to it. Just allows you to be more efficient, productive, and conscious.
Wonderful. So Shalini, I've got time for two more questions. And these two questions are because our viewers and listeners love to get to know my guest a little better. My next question to you is that, you know, you built a business with your husband, Mukul. You're building an app now. As you look back at your own life journey, what would you say are three key milestones in your life or your career?
So, I will start backwards, actually. Launching Amia is a very, very strong milestone because I see it impacting a lot of people and making lives easy for a lot of people. Taking a step further back is when I joined Mukul's business, and this is Mukul's business design-wise, and I was handling all marketing and distribution for him. I created these two distinct brands for our company. which in the current trade in product design, and I created those brands, created distribution network in over, reached it out to in over 30 countries, in over 200 stores around our country, that I feel is very significant coming from a homegrown product design brand.
Correct.
I remember when we would participate in international shows, people would walk into our booths, take a little step back because they would see these brown skins, you know, behind those counters, and they would expect these to, you know, our products to be of Italian design descent or of Mercedes-Benz quality. And these are their words, not mine. But that is how we created those brands through extremely good design content and even more strong quality content.
Fascinating. Okay.
So, and so that, those were two, these are two very important milestones in my professional life.
Very interesting.
And the last one, and I will merge these two, is being at the right place at the right time. My first job was with Escorts Tractors. And at that point of time, Escorts had two brands of tractors in their portfolio. One was a Ford tractor, the other was Escorts. Ford per se was considered like a Mercedes-Benz. That was its status. And our Ford farmers used to have fleets of 100, 200 tractors there. As part of certain business restructuring, certain businesses being bought and sold, Escorts had to let go of the Ford brand and rebrand their Ford brand of tractors to another brand called Farmtrac. I joined the company at that point of time, and I was involved in transferring the brand loyalty, brand equity of Ford tractors to Farmtrac alongside all seniors of the company. And I was very, very lucky to be there. And then I also was with Frito-Lay India as the first brand manager for Leher Namkeen portfolio. And I was there at the time when Kurkure was being worked upon, right from being created in the labs of our company, and the whole packaging, the design, the naming, the test launch. So it was an experience money can't buy.
Amazing.
Very, very grateful for the experience.
Fascinating. And my last question to you, and this is for so many young entrepreneurs who will listen to our conversation. What would you say your advice would be to a young entrepreneur starting off on her or his journey?
You know, there is enough and more gyan on this.
Correct.
I can talk about it from
only about your own experience.
My own perspective.
Yeah.
Is believe in yourself.
Okay.
Believe in the idea. Have that conviction. Have conviction enough to stick your neck out. Avoid naysayers, because there's enough within the family and friend circle. And work with integrity. Build your relationships. I think that's what will take all of us much further than, you know, just looking at a short-term objective of, okay, creating this, get profitable, exit. That's not how I do it. I'm looking at everything as a long-term perspective with full commitment.
Fantastic.
So much so that it involves me pushing my own or carrying my own weight for longer than most companies do, because I am planning to reach my business to a certain stage before I venture out.
Fantastic. Shali, on that note of believe in yourself and stick your neck out, avoid naysayers, which is great advice for any startup entrepreneur. Thank you so much for speaking to me. Thank you for talking to me about Amiya and your amazing idea of Aaj Khane Mein Kya Banana Hai as an app. I think that is such an amazing thought that you've had, and I'm sure a lot of people are already beginning to benefit. I'll go and check out Amiya, your app now, and see if that, you know, it can answer some of our daily questions of what should we eat today. Thank you again for speaking to me, and good luck.
Just one thing is the current version, since you're doing it, is the first cut MVP, and it is only going to improve. Somebody said, and I read it, that if you're not embarrassed by your first version, then you've waited too long.
Well said. And no, in every app, I mean, even a WhatsApp, every few days it gives you an upgrade, you know. So good luck to you.
Thank you so much, Ashutosh.
Thank you for listening to The Brand Called You videocast and podcast, a platform that brings you knowledge, experience, and wisdom of hundreds of successful individuals from around the world. Do visit our website, www.tbcy.in, to watch and listen to the stories of many more individuals. You can also follow us on YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Just search for the brand called You.